Newlyn is home to the largest fishing fleet in the UK, but the number of boats are significantly down on where they were just 10 or 15 years ago. I asked wholesaler Robin Turner what had caused such a rapid decline.
The EU has done the fishing industry here no favours whatsoever. It opened up our waters more than it did before to the French, the Spanish, the Belgians, the Irish.
It seems quota levels are the biggest problem. They're calculated on an annual basis, but Robin doesn't believe they match the cycles of fish behaviour.
Somebody forgot to tell the fish, because Mother Nature comes along and loads of fish turn up one day, they'll stay there for 1-2 years, and then they'll vanish again. Nobody knows where they go, but they haven't been all caught. They come back again in another 5 or 6 years' time, and we have no quota because we haven't used it. It's taken away from us. That's why, in Cornwall, we are having such a hard time.
A short stroll down the road and you'll find the Cornish Fish Producers Organisation, whose job it is to manage the fish quota on behalf of the fishermen. Andy Wheeler believes the toughest times are behind them.
If you take this year that's just gone as an example, we've caught more fish this year than we have done for the previous 10 years. Okay, the size of the fleet is putting fish stocks under less pressure. So looking forward, we've got to be optimistic.
Mike Knowles, skipper of the Elizabeth N, would love to have more help in increasing quota.
Well, obviously our government should be sticking up for us a bit more, but obviously it's dictated by Brussels.
Mike and his brother Stephen own 3 boats in the harbour and echo Andy Wheeler's optimism.
There's less than half the boats are gone and the boats that are left are doing very well. 20 years ago, I didn't think I'd be here. The fishing was a bit poor then, but it's increased the last 4 or 5 years. I've seen a big improvement in everything. So hopefully it will continue. There's fish everywhere, all over the grounds. We invested in a new boat before Christmas and, you know, hopefully things are going to look brighter.
Everyone I've spoken to today concedes that regulation was needed after what had essentially been a free-for-all for years. They're also in agreement that it's been handled very badly by successive governments, leading to low quotas and many being forced to leave the industry. What it's left behind appears to be a sustainable fleet, who believe that with a bit more help, the future's looking brighter than it has done in a very long time. Andy Burkett for Radio Falmouth.